We are looking at clinical care and operations of the Toma VA Medical Center in the pandemic. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. So all veterans, their spouses, and caregivers of veterans are eligible to receive COVID vaccines at their local VA facility. That's from the Veterans Health Administration. This hinges on supply, and priority goes to the more than 9 million veterans enrolled in the VA. Veterans, what do you think of services and clinical care at Toma VA? Have you been hospitalized? Are you able to get treatment and access VA services in these times? What are barriers to care? It's 800-642-1234. Stacy Williams is a pharmacist and the Toma VA Medical Center Associate Director. Stacy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. It's so nice to have the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners today. I'm so excited and so very proud to be able to talk about our service to veterans during the pandemic and during this trying time. And VA has been kind of at the forefront of the vaccination efforts and patient care. So very excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, give us a snapshot, if you will, how Toma VA has been operating in these times, operating in the pandemic.
Oh, sure. You know, immediately last year when the pandemic was declared, we at the VA brought together groups of people with expertise across various subjects, from infection control to our physical plant policies, procedures, the whole nine yards, to really radically change what we did here at the medical center. We put every effort into ensuring the safety of our veterans and our staff, and we ensured that we followed CDC as well as Veterans Health Administration guidance related to COVID-19 and related to efforts to maintain staff and veteran safety. We had to adjust the access to our campus. We certainly had to work on other methods to keep our veterans safe. And one of the things that was really very pleasing and very exciting was the adoption of some of the innovative technologies that are available.
Like telehealth.
Exactly, like telehealth, that allowed us to see veterans in different ways, but also that same type of technology allowed our inpatient veterans to connect and communicate with their loved ones during the pandemic as well. So not only using the telehealth type modality for healthcare, but using it to keep our veterans connected.
What has your hospital capacity been like for treating veterans suffering from COVID? What have you seen there?
And so what I can tell you from that perspective is that while we have not seen a significant influx of, you know, COVID-positive veterans, we do did offer care, and we did make some modifications to our physical plant to ensure that we could provide that care safely to veterans and maintain the safety of our staff as well.
Has your staff had the adequate access to N95 masks and gowns and other PPE?
You know, we are very fortunate, Kate, because from our perspective, we are also a part of, you know, VHA is one of the largest healthcare systems in the U.S., and we are part of a smaller network or group, I should say, of sister hospitals. And all of our sister hospitals, we collaborated very effectively throughout the pandemic to ensure that all of those hospitals had adequate access to the PPE necessary. You know, we helped out where we could for other hospitals, and they helped us as well. And we actually have done some storage of some of that PPE for some of our sister hospitals also.
Stacy, have your sanitation protocols changed around reusing medical supplies or reusing medical equipment in the pandemic?
So we have done a number of things to ensure that our policies and procedures for reusable medical equipment meet the standards that are set forward for COVID. And we have a dedicated team in our sterile processing services who really has done a fantastic job of ensuring safety.
We're talking with Toma VA Medical Center Associate Director Stacy Williams about clinical services and operations in these times. Veterans, we want to hear from you. What would you think of the services that Toma VA provides? Do you use these services? What is your feedback? 800-642-1234. Russ is joining us from Stoughton. Hi, Russ. Go ahead.
Well, my opinion is I totally disagree with your guest about the VA being in the forefront of pandemic services. When everything broke out last March or whatever it was, all a VA would tell you is if you don't feel good, stay home. Do not come to the hospital. Do not walk into the clinic. And they were doing nothing for months. And I finally was... They sent me an email and scheduled me for a vaccine about 3 months ago. But prior to that, they were doing nothing. They were offering no good information on what to do or what they were going to do.
Russ, what did that mean for you in managing your own health situation, your own health care?
Well, you know, I'm a widower. I live alone, so I try to stay away from anything, you know, any outdoor gatherings or anything to keep myself from, you know, being in any kind of a virus spread area. But I was very disappointed and still disappointed with the VA's program, which was doing nothing.
Russ, thank you. Stacy, go ahead.
Well, Russ, I'm sorry to hear that you were disappointed in the care that you received. I know that the experience of each and every veteran has been different throughout this pandemic based on their individual case and individual circumstances. But I'm sorry to hear that your experience was less than optimal.
A tangent here from Russ, the Department of Veterans Affairs says VA healthcare providers are providing COVID tests, but you have to have an appointment. You can't go in person to a VA facility without an appointment. Is this a barrier?
Kate, that's a great question. And, you know, every VA has, you know, really worked hard to make sure that scheduling is, you know, a maximum way to use our resources. There are opportunities in certain circumstances for walk-in care as well, but scheduling does allow us to make the maximum use of our resources.
How has vaccine rollout been for veterans at the Toma VA?
The vaccine rollout actually, I think, has gone very well. We started vaccinating back in December following the CDC hierarchy. And as such, we have been able to very effectively and efficiently, by utilizing a multidisciplinary team, roll out vaccine and do vaccinations not only for veterans but for caregivers and spouses. And, you know, we have the supplies of vaccine, and we've actually been continuing to do outreach in our communities to continue to encourage people to receive the vaccine.
What is the impact of the J&J vaccine? Because the VA had been using that vaccine. It was stalled for a time. What do you see there?
So we still see usefulness of the vaccine. That allows us to reach a population that would prefer like a one dose. There's obviously some additional concerns with the J&J vaccine, but our clinical team is prepared to address and answer those questions for veterans.
Pharmacist Stacy Williams is Toma VA Medical Center's Associate Director. As a veteran, have you had difficulty getting access to the COVID vaccine? Or how about getting your questions answered about the vaccine? Did Toma VA help you? What questions do you have about your care or the care of a loved one at Toma? Be part of this, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Stacy Williams on the Ideas Network. We're discussing clinical care and operations of the Toma VA Medical Center that provides health care to veterans living in western and central parts of Wisconsin. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A VA Office of Inspector General report last July found Toma VA met requirements and quality measures for dispensing opioids for long-term pain management. We'll look more closely at the report findings. What is your question about VA therapies and treatment plans? How are you or a loved one treated at the Toma VA? What was your outcome? Join in 800-642-1234. Stacey Williams is the Toma VA Medical Center's Associate Director. Let's bring in Jody now in Lake Geneva. Hi, Jody. What's your experience?
Hi there. I just wanted to say thank you to the VA. My father was a Vietnam veteran, and we utilized the VA in Toma, and we've only had nothing but great service. He passed away in October, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary Dunn up at the WASA office, who has just been amazing getting things taken care of through the VA. So we just are so appreciative of everything they've done for our family.
Jody, thank you. Stacey, that is such good sentiment.
It certainly is. And Jody, my sincere condolences on the loss of your father. We truly appreciate your kind words to our staff, and I will make sure that they have an opportunity to hear that, especially at our WASA location. So thank you for those kind words and my sincere condolences to you.
Can you explain a little bit how the satellite centers work with the main Toma VA Medical Center, how that setup works?
Oh, certainly. So, Kate, we have four satellite VA clinics. One is located in the community of La Crosse, one in the community of Wausau, one in Wisconsin Rapids, and one in Owen. And those four clinics provide outpatient care and outpatient services to our veterans, from primary care to mental health care. We certainly also have our whole health care spread to all of our community-based clinics as well. And then various clinics have some specialty services such as audiology or optometry also, for example.
I want to focus a little bit more here on pain management, because it was 5 years ago this month that Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, the committee, released a 350-some page report saying, look, there were serious problems of overprescription from at least 2007 to 2015 at Toma, and that the VA Office of Inspector General didn't do anything about it. What has changed?
Well, you know, one of the great things that changed at Toma is Toma was a flagship site for the implementation of the whole health system of care across VA. So we were one of 18 initial flagship locations. Whole health really allows us to turn the conversation from what's the matter with you to what matters to you. And it offers alternatives to veterans from that perspective to opioids and to medications. So those alternatives could be things like battlefield acupuncture, Tai Chi, yoga, aromatherapy, healing touch, and there are just a whole host of other modalities as well. Whole health also involves a personal health coach that works with each of our veterans to really ensure that they are getting what they want from their health care. And so that has been a significant change within the Toma VA since that initial incident was published and was investigated in 2015.
There were also concerns about reporting structure of the Toma VA Pharmacy Department, that reporting to the chief of staff led to conflicts of interest that discouraged pharmacists from reporting concerns about overprescribing. Do pharmacists, and I know you're one, do pharmacists have a voice, a role in questioning prescriptions?
Most certainly we do.
Is there anything more you can elaborate on that?
Well, I feel like what I can say is that, you know, our pharmacists have been encouraged to report when they have concerns. They've been given a voice and have had a voice in our Opioid Safety Initiative, which is a committee that works to manage safely opioid use at the medical center. And certainly pharmacy also plays a critical role in our whole health system of care as well.
We're talking with Stacey Williams, the Tomah VA Medical Center Associate Director, taking your questions, 800-642-1234. Steve is joining us from Ironwood, Michigan. Hi, Steve. What is on your mind?
How you doing? This is not necessarily Wisconsin, but I'm sure Michigan and Wisconsin are the same. I live in Ironwood, Michigan, and there's a local VA clinic here. Every time in the last 3 years, I've had to go see them for something important, but, you know, bad cold or whatever, they'll say, oh, we're booked for 2-3 weeks. They say, go to your emergency room. So I've done that, the local hospital here. And you go to the emergency room, and 3 months later, you get a bill that the VA turned it down. They've never paid yet. You got to fight it. That's not a good thing to do.
Hmm. Stacey, have you heard concerns like this?
You know, so that's a great question, Kate and Steve. You know, I apologize to hear that you've had issues with billing when you've used community services. The Tomah VA has a very robust community care department that ensures that our veterans are able to seamlessly receive care between the VA and the private sector, be it hospitals, emergency departments, and the like. And they're certainly vested in ensuring that our veterans have the best experience and that care is as seamless as possible.
So what would you say to Steve there if he can't get an appointment, or any veteran, 2 or 3 weeks out? What do you do?
Well, you know, if you do have to utilize care, you know, in the community, that it's very important that you reach out to your specific patient care provider, let them know that you've had to seek care in the community, and then they can connect you with the appropriate individuals at the VA to ensure that care is seamless.
Stacey, I want to look at women's health here for a moment. The Office of Inspector General found concerns with the Tomah VA's community-based outpatient clinic, women's health primary care providers. And how is Tomah VA addressing concerns of women's health?
So Tomah VA is obviously very invested in providing care to our female veterans as well. We do have a women's veterans program coordinator whose sole role is to assist in improving the experience and improving the care for women. And we also have more and more providers that are being trained through many residencies to provide care specific to women veterans as well.
You know, the data shows female veterans, they're a growing group. They're expected to reach 16% of the veteran population in the coming decades. What will Tomah VA do to handle this growth?
So we continue to evaluate the growth, because even though it's 16% of the total market of veterans, we have to really ensure that we are basically individualizing that statistic to the Tomah VA. So our Women's Veterans Program Manager has been doing a fantastic job along with some market analyses that we have done to ensure that care for women veterans continues to improve at our medical center and our outpatient clinics as well. We just moved into 2 new outpatient clinic locations, and they have rooms specifically set up for women veterans, set up a little bit differently than the standard exam room, and really designed to improve that women veterans experience, and that will continue to be our norm as we move forward.
I want to land here on such a troubling area, which is veteran suicide, and the data, it just doesn't bode well. More than 6,000 veterans who have died by suicide from 2008 to 2017. What is Tomah VA doing in this area?
We have a very active suicide prevention staff and we actually have embedded suicide prevention in our whole health system of care as well. We also have a very active social work department that has numerous different resources that are available to veterans as well. And we continue to take suicide as one of our most sincere and most critical patient care priorities, and we put resources towards that as much as we can to ensure that our veterans have the care that they need.
Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I truly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners this morning. Thank you to Russ and Jody and Steve who called in. Really appreciate the opportunity and have a beautiful rest of the day.
You too. Stacy Williams, a pharmacist and the Tomah VA Medical Center Associate Director. Coming up, in the effort to stop police brutality, we look at what police liability insurance could do for accountability in the profession. That's after a news update on the Ideas Network.